My message title is simply this: Free to Forgive. And I just want to take a couple of minutes. I'm speaking to those of you that maybe you don't go to church regularly. Those of you who are just visiting, maybe because it's Mother's Day. Those of you who feel like the course of your life is heading downward and you're in despair. You might be angry tonight. You might have bitterness in your heart. But I want to talk to you about this idea of being free to forgive. And naturally, as humans, that's sort of a phrase that we can't fully grasp in our own strength. When we look at people in our past or currently even in our present, they may have hurt you, verbally abused you, physically abused you, maybe abandonment or rejection. It is natural in our own human nature to hate that person who has harmed you, to have anger in your heart towards that other person, to allow bitterness to take root in your heart because of what you've had to endure, the rejection, the pain, the loneliness, the feeling of just a hopelessness day after day, time and time again. You put your hope out there, you have hope, and then it's shattered by someone else. But I want to talk to you about being free to forgive. And the only way you can understand what it is to be free to forgive those that have hurt you, to forgive those that have abandoned you, to forgive those that have rejected you, is to understand who Jesus Christ is as Lord and Savior. And I have this one thought in Scripture. It's when Jesus was on the cross. Jesus Christ, who came in the form of man, he's God, but he takes on the form of man. And he comes down on this earth 2,000 years ago. And he lives a life that we couldn't live, a life without sin. Because all of us have sinned and all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. We're all on equal ground here in the house of the Lord. For those of you online, we're all on equal ground. We have all blown it. We've all failed. We've all messed up. And so God, in his love for flawed, failed man, gives us his son, Jesus Christ. And he shows up in the form of man. And he comes for one purpose: to save us, to set us free, to give us life and life more abundantly, not just an ordinary life, but an extraordinary life, walking and living in the power of Jesus Christ. So he lives this life and he's got one purpose on the earth: that he would go to the cross, old rugged cross, nothing smoothed out, I'm sure, but these pieces of wood that have just been kind of nailed together, and man, with a hatred heart, with a rebellious heart, nails Jesus to the cross. That's right, man, you and I, in our sin, reject Jesus, reject his love, reject his kindness, reject his power, reject his mercy. But Jesus, in complete obedience to the Father, does not detour away from the plan, but heads straight to the cross. He says a few things on the cross. But the one thing that he says on the cross that I feel like I just need to focus on tonight is this. He says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Now you got to picture this. Jesus Christ has been stripped down naked. He's been nailed to the cross. He's got nails to his hands and nails to his feet. He's dying publicly. And he goes to the cross, and here he is. He's bleeding. There's a crown of thorns on his head. He's hanging on this cross, and it's hard for him to even breathe. People are walking by, and they're mocking him. The soldiers, the scripture talks about an entire battalion that just prior to getting him to the cross, they had beat him. They had beat him in such a way, those that knew him who were close with him couldn't even recognize his face. So there's a swelling in his face, and it's hard for him to breathe, and he's hanging on the cross, and he takes the time to pray a prayer unto his Father. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he's praying for those very people that beat him. He's praying to his Father, Father, forgive them, the ones that beat me. Father, forgive them, the one that just drove the nails through my hands. Father, forgive them, the ones that are scoffing at me and laughing at me and mocking me as they go by. Father, forgive them. And I don't think that when Jesus prayed that prayer, it was for the fact that God was getting ready to do something else. He didn't pray the prayer because God was standing over saying, I'm getting ready to yank my son off the cross. I'm getting ready to wipe out these people that have rejected me and my love for them. No, that's not what was happening. He was praying a prayer fully in obedience to the Father, whose desire and will was to save us through the death of his son who would take on our sin. He was simply in that prayer echoing the heart of the Father for you and I. It wasn't a moment of trying to plead our case because the Father was getting ready to do something else. No, what he was doing was his prayer was really a moment where he was the spokesperson for God, who loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son unto us. That's what's so powerful about that moment, that it was an open prayer, acknowledging the fact that he and the Father are one. His very heart to cry out to the Father and say, forgive them, was the very heart of the Father, which is why he gave us his son. It's a really, really awesome moment to just understand that he goes, Father, which means Father, you're my Father and I'm your only begotten son, but forgive them. The ones who have rejected us, the ones who don't care, the ones who mock us, the ones who have failed. Forgive them. 2,000 years ago, all of them that put him on the cross, forgive them. 2,000 years later, you and I, forgive them. For they know not what they do. You see, outside of Christ Jesus as our Savior, we really don't know what we're doing. They don't know what they're doing. They're really lost. They're lost in their own rebellion. They're lost in their own pride. They're lost in sin. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. But in a little bit, they're going to know exactly what to do if they would just receive me. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They're blind. They're lost. They're lost in sin. They're lost in bondage. They're living their life however which way they want to live. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Let's just put it on us, Father. Let me just take on their sin. Let me die right now. Here I am unto your will, Lord God. Here I am. I commit my spirit unto you. I mean, this is radical love. That Christ would die while you and I are just yet but sinners still in rebellion, wanting to live our lives however way we want to live our lives. And Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And it's through the death of Jesus Christ, Jesus going to the cross, taking on sin, the debt that we owed, he pays the debt. And it's through the death of Jesus Christ, the crucified Christ, that God forgives us. Because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross, it's through Jesus that our sins are forgiven. This is awesome. wait, all of my mess, all of my failures, every dirty, wicked thought that comes across your mind, forgiven through Christ Jesus. Every foul thing that you say that comes out of your mouth, forgiven through Christ Jesus. Every foul, wicked, dirty thing that you might watch on a screen, your laptop, your cell phone, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's an amazing love. Out of the lust of their own flesh to pursue life the way they want to live, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Out of our own pride, our own bitterness and anger and mad because you were rejected by your father or rejected by your mother, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Jesus Christ, who goes to the cross, now gives us the opportunity to walk free without the bondage of sin, without the shame, without the guilt of it. We're able to walk free in Jesus Christ because we now have forgiveness from the Father through his son, Jesus. And so because I'm now free, I'm able to forgive others. Because this very plan of salvation that has set David Hamm free has also set free the very people that have hurt me, harmed me, and pained me. This is why when I first met my wife at 19 years old, in her freshman year in college, when she was going through that entire ordeal, I'll be honest with you, I was a young Christian, and I ain't get it. See, I grew up with my dad, as some of you may have seen him a couple of times for the 3 o'clock service. My daddy was always there. Every soccer game, every basketball game, anything, everything. So when I met my wife at 19, I was ignorant to just what rejection really looks like up close and in person. So when I met her and we were dating, and she began to share with me how her father wasn't in her life, and she began to share with me just the stuff that her and my mother-in-law went through. And then it was right in that time we were just dating that she told me, well, I'm going to reach out to him, and I'm just going to tell him I love you and I forgive you. And I was like, what? Forget that dude. There's a measure of forgiveness now. Come on now. I mean, I've been raised in church, but that's some dirt right there. That's some dirt. I got you, boo. I'm right here. It didn't make no sense to me. How can you forgive him like that? And I was right there. I was right there through it all when she called and when she just said, I love you and I forgive you. And I was there when she faced rejection again. And I was amazed by the testimony of her faith that even though rejected again, because of the peace of God that had taken over her heart, and the freedom in Christ Jesus, she looked at me and said, I still love him and I still forgive him. And it was very clear to me in that moment why this young lady had such a strength, such a courage, was victory in her life despite all of the rejection. Because she had realized that Jesus died for me while I was yet a sinner. He forgave me of my sins. And that liberty in Christ Jesus allows you and I to forgive those that have hurt us. Would you stand up with me? There's a wonderful portion of scripture where a group of young men were following Jesus, and they asked Jesus, how do we pray? We don't know how to pray. And Jesus actually gave them a prayer. He said quite a few things, but in that prayer that he gave these young men that were still trying to figure out how to follow Jesus Christ, he told them to pray this. Pray in the name of the Father. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who are indebted to us. It was twofold. Father, forgive us of our sins. And the Father in heaven is faithful to forgive us of our mess because the debt's been paid through Jesus Christ. And we're able to be free now to forgive those that have hurt us. That's the beauty of salvation. That's being saved. That's knowing you have a Savior. When I can dig deep down into the very basement of my heart and recognize who I still have bitterness towards and allow the freedom in Jesus Christ and His power to reach down and set me free from that bitter root. There is nothing you can do in your own strength and your own successes and your own career and your own family to uproot that bitter root. Only Jesus can. Only Jesus can reach down and tear up that bitter root. And it's you just saying, I receive you, Jesus, as my Savior. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. You've got to pray that prayer tonight. Forgive me of my sins that I might be able to go forward and forgive others. But I first need to receive your forgiveness that you have for me. And if you don't do that, you'll walk out of here still with a bitter root, still trying to live life the way you want to live it. And I'm going to tell you something. Life outside of Jesus Christ will never fulfill you. And I hate to tell you this. I've seen it. It just does not work. Let me just cut right to the chase. Life outside of Jesus Christ just doesn't work. Because you're never free. Now, I want to invite you to come to the front of this auditorium and I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you that you would be free to forgive tonight. That you would allow Jesus Christ to be fully your Savior. It is unnecessary for you right now, furthermore, to carry your own burden. The burden of resentment, the burden of anger, pain. You have a Savior now. He went to the cross. I want you to make your way down. You come down and allow Jesus Christ to set you free. Come down. Grab your friend. Say, you coming down with me. I can't do this by myself. Say, turn to him, left or right. You're coming up front with me. I need to get this thing out of me. And the only person I know now for sure, I can feel it. Your heart's pounding through your chest. That's not you saying that, hey, I can't come up here. Right? No, that means you need to get up here. You know that little, that feeling you get? And you're like, oh, man, I'm really uncomfortable right now. No, that doesn't mean stay where you are. That's actually the Holy Spirit stirring you up where in the flesh you're uncomfortable, but the Holy Spirit is saying, come on. Come on and be free. Thank you, thank you. You just keep making your way down. We've got time. You can turn to your wife, turn to your husband, turn to your boyfriend, turn to your girlfriend, say, I need to get down here and I need to get right with Jesus Christ. And don't worry about who's watching you. As we expressed earlier, we have a Savior who died publicly for us. And he said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. But now, tonight, I'm telling you what to do. Give your life to Jesus Christ. That's it. Be bold. Be bold tonight and come down here. Be bold. No more living with unforgiveness in your heart. I know it hurts. But we serve a God who heals the broken heart. Keep coming. He heals the brokenhearted. He is the Savior. He saves us from ourselves. Free, free, free. Let's worship. Praise God. Pray this prayer with me. And even if you're still in the main sanctuary here, on the floor, in the balcony, if you're watching online, pray this prayer with me. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I have failed. And I need you, Jesus. I know now. And I believe in faith that you are the Son of God. And you came and you died for my sins on the cross. I repent of all my wicked ways. Make me a new person. Dear Jesus, I confess I can't live this life without you. So lead me. Thank you for your forgiveness. And because you have forgiven me, I can forgive those that have hurt me. In you, Jesus Christ. Amen.